The Marketplace Lead is a story of forgiveness. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The U.S. Department of Education has announced it will forgive the debt of thousands of Corinthian college students. Corinthian is the for-profit college that closed or sold its campuses after the government found evidence of predatory recruiting and falsified placement rates. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson is here live. Tracy, how does this forgiveness work?
This is part of a larger effort to streamline the process through which students from actually any school can have their federal student loans forgiven if there's found to be fraud on the part of colleges. First, they have to apply for debt forgiveness, and there's a couple of different ways that can happen. So if they attended a school that closed, there's already a program for that. Typically, it's limited to students who were enrolled within 4 months of the time the campus closed. For Corinthian students, the Department of Ed is actually making that window much, much bigger, going back to June of last year. And if the school is still open or was sold, students can still apply if they think that they were victims of fraud. For example, if they were relying on faulty data about how many graduates of a certain program got jobs, that was one of the big issues investigators had with Corinthian.
All right, but at what cost here?
So Corinthian had about 300,000 students over the last 5 years. So if all of them were approved for this program, that would add up to $3.5 billion for taxpayers. That's just for Corinthian. But in reality, a tiny fraction of people eligible for these types of programs tend to enroll. Still, you know, the cost is a concern for some lawmakers who don't want the government to be responsible for the misdeeds of colleges.
Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, thank you. Staying with the broad theme of economics of education here, the assumption in high schools is to get students to move on to college, given this globalized job market. But at a school in Cincinnati that Marketplace's Amy Scott has been documenting for several years now, the leadership there is rethinking the college for all mantra.
At Euler School's annual college fair, students file through the gym, talking with reps from local community colleges and liberal arts schools. But it's the table for Paul Mitchell Cosmetology School that's mobbed.
Right, and then what are y'all most excited about learning in school? Hair, makeup, manicure?
It may be the free samples and coupons for haircuts, but this year Euler is making a bigger effort to promote trade schools. Christina Matthews is admissions leader for Paul Mitchell. She says when she was in high school, college was the obvious next step.
I did not know about vocational programs, and looking back, I kind of wonder if those options would have been available, how my path would have been different.
At Euler, college has never been taken for granted. Many of its mostly low-income students will be the first in their families to finish high school, let alone consider a four-year degree. Euler has been working hard to build a college-going culture, but teacher Kelly Thomas says college isn't always the best fit.
We're trying to make it what is going to make you happy and what kind of education does that require.
Sometimes a short-term certificate can go a long way. Thomas says last summer, one Euler graduate spent just 5 weeks training to be a nursing and patient care assistant.
Instead of getting an $8 an hour entry-level job in a restaurant or somewhere like that, she gets hired at a nursing home making $13 an hour with benefits.
That student has a child of her own, so like many at Euler, she needed to start working right away. Others, like senior Nathan Meyer, just aren't that into school.
I don't want to spend all my money to go somewhere that I don't feel comfortable in. I just don't want to go. So I feel like there's plenty of other things you can do to make money.
He's thinking about joining the Navy or maybe training to be an electrician. Of the 45 graduates from Euler this year, more than half plan to go to a 2 or 4 year college. 7% are headed to trade school. In Cincinnati, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
There's news of massive layoffs to come at HSBC with nearly 50,000 jobs to be cut. The UK-based bank says it'll de-emphasize investment banking and shift back toward Asia. About half the people who will lose their jobs are in Brazil and Turkey, but jobs will be added in China. A banking analyst said, quote, slaughtering the staff is not necessarily the solution unless management makes the bank considerably less complex. Other numbers, the 100 share index in London is down 0.2%. Stock index futures in the U.S. are down. Marketplace Morning Report is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and compelling, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from Newman's Own Foundation. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by June 30th. today in West Hollywood, California, 10 same-sex couples from China will get married. It's part of a promotion by the e-commerce giant Alibaba and its online shopping site Taobao. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has more on the business strategy here.
The Chinese LGBT community could be a lucrative one. Its purchasing power is reportedly in the neighborhood of $300 billion. So reaching out makes good business sense, even though the Chinese government doesn't acknowledge same-sex couples.
There's a good deal less risk in China and parts of Asia than there is in other parts of the world.
Bob Wittick heads up Wittick Communications, which specializes in marketing to LGBT communities. He says the promotion is about more than appealing to Chinese consumers.
They see an opportunity to build a bridge to the American economy.
An economy that Alibaba is decidedly interested in. Charlie Gu is with China Luxury Advisors, a consulting firm that helped organize the event. He expects more Chinese companies will start courting the LGBT demographic.
Any smart businessman would probably want to follow suits.
And Alibaba is, of course, following many American tech companies. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
And the son of evangelist Billy Graham is taking his organization's banking business away from Wells Fargo because the bank has an ad featuring a lesbian couple. Franklin Graham told the Charlotte Observer he doesn't have a problem with companies that serve gay and lesbian customers. However, he believes it's wrong for companies to use shareholder dollars to promote what he called a, quote, godless lifestyle. Franklin Graham is CEO of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and the relief charity Samaritan's Purse. Wells Fargo says it continues to welcome LGBT people. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.